So, this new audio has been a long time in coming, but I finally got around to finishing it. It's been in a state of limbo for a couple of months. So, this one, I have one of my little boy toys to thank. Except, I kind of misplaced the original draft when I was about 3/4 of the way through, and so I had to improvise the ending. I was tweaking it anyway, but, you know, I hope he likes it. Alright, I hope the rest of you like it too. Ready? This is Feeling Bossy, Part 6. Making you my cum slut. Oh, baby boy, I have such plans for you today. Is it hard, my pretty, to give up control to me? Is it hard to wrap your mind around your desire to please me? You want to please me, don't you, pet? You need my control. You crave it with everything in your slutty little body. I know it. And deep in that place that you try to pretend doesn't exist, you know it too. The sooner you realize, pet, that I'm in charge, the better off you'll be. Stop fighting my control, precious boy. Don't you think I see you there listening to this audio and pretending it's just entertainment? Don't you realize that until you accept that you are powerless against me, you will never experience the peace of true obedience? You must obey to fully understand the power of your submission. Are you brave enough to try, pet? Just because I'm not there with you doesn't mean my control of you is any less real. I know your heart leapt when you saw a new recording. You're listening right now because you want my control of your thoughts and your actions. Isn't that true, baby boy? I want you to say it right now. I want you to tell me how much you long to belong to me. Tell me how devoted you are to me. Tell me how you ache to do everything I say. I know what you like to do when I'm away, you dirty little slut. I know you like to stroke your cock and make a mess. You don't get to orgasm just because you're in the mood, my slutty little boy. When you want to play with your cock, you need to be listening to my voice. Your orgasms belong to me, my little slut. And I can only receive them if my voice is echoing in your ears when you come. You may masturbate only when I'm instructing you. Do you understand? I need to make sure that you do it properly, my messy little cum slut. And that requires your obedience to my instruction. Before we play today, you need to get some supplies. I can see you getting nervous already, aren't you, precious? Get your favorite lube and a small container. A shot glass would do the trick, but if you're worried about aim, get yourself a coffee mug. Oh, look at that nervous shudder you just did. Oh, delicious. Don't worry about why I want these things, lovely boy. Your job isn't to think, it's to obey. If you aren't already naked, then strip for me. I want you laying on your back. You need to focus yourself so that you will be able to do exactly as I command. Don't touch your cock until I give you permission, little pet. Lace your hands and put them behind your head. I want you to take a few deep breaths to calm and center yourself so you will be ready to be my pliant little fuck toy. You do want that, don't you, lovely boy? Take a deep breath in and hold it for a few moments and then release. Do this a few times so that you're calm and relaxed and ready to be obedient. Now I'm going to let you touch your body, pet, but not your cock just yet. You know it's better when I tease you, don't you? I know you're excited to be my pet today, aren't you? You will obey me like a good pet should. I want you to spread your legs wide. Wide enough so you feel the stretch. And then I want you to touch your legs with one hand and then the other. Still laying on your back, just let your hands wander down as far as they can reach. Touch your inner thigh and get as close to your cock as you dare without actually touching it. Rub your hands on that lovely crease where your leg meets your groin. Rub your chest and your arms. And if you're the type of pet who likes his nipples tweaked, then do that for me too. Make sure it's nice and hard, because if I was there, I wouldn't go easy on you. Does it feel nice to be touching your body at my command? Huh? Is that shiver I see going through you? Does it fill that need inside you when I tell you what to do and you obey without question? Remember that I know what you need. How do I know, you ask? You read the title of this audio, didn't you, my little cum slut? You had to know what I would be asking of you, and yet, here you sit, listening. Maybe you're trying to play hard to get, and sitting there with your clothes on, stroking your cock, and telling yourself this is just entertainment. You're robbing yourself. And you're robbing me if you're doing that, precious. And it makes me sad to think it. You need this, and yet sometimes you fight my control. Silly boy. You need to give up your pride and let yourself feel the true joy of submission. For my less stubborn pets, please excuse the interruption, but I have to keep all of my horny little boys in line so that you can be my obedient, pliant little cum-sluts. I hope you've continued to touch your body as I was speaking. I want your hands touching everything. Arms, legs, neck, face, stomach. Touch yourself everywhere I've allowed you, but remember, haven't yet given you permission to touch your cock. I want you to suck two fingers into your mouth. Suck them nice and strong for me. Roll your fingers in your mouth and push them deep. I want you to gag on those fingers for me, precious boy. Imagine you're worshipping my fingers and showing your devotion with lips and mouth and tongue. Fuck your slutty mouth with my fingers, pet. I want you to slick up your cock for me now. Get it nice and wet and slippery for me. Slide it between your fingers and give yourself just the stroke to make yourself hard and hot. What are you doing masturbating on your back, you lazy slut? get on your knees and kneel up straight. I expect you to show me a desire to serve in every line of your body. Your body is your offering to me, little boy, and I cannot accept a sloppy present. Now can I? Keep stroking that luscious cock of yours. Make it a present for me. Hold it out for me as you stroke. Push your cock through your fingers the way you would if I ever deemed you worthy to fuck my pussy. Do you think you could ever be worthy of the honor of sinking your cock into my warm, wet hole? I doubt it, pet. But consider this your audition and show me the best that's in you. Are you getting ready to come, baby boy? Can you feel your balls drawing up slightly? Do you want to come for me? You are so lucky to have caught me on a generous day, my lovely. I'm going to let you give me your sweet, hot cum. Grab the cup or shot glass. Make sure your aim is true, my sweet. I don't want one precious drop of your cum outside of that container. Oh, come for me, precious boy. Be a good boy and come for me and catch it all. Oh, such a good boy. Doesn't it feel good to obey me? Oh, just one more step to show your devotion. Have you ever tasted your own spunk before, baby boy? You are going to do this just for me. Raise the glass to your lips, sweetheart, and tip it into your mouth for me. Swirl it around and savor the taste before you swallow it down. Does it feel strange, my pet, to have a mouthful of cum? Or does it feel right? Does it feel good to be owned?